Catherine, you used to come to King's Arms, didn't you?
I did.
Now you're part of the Oasis Church in Birmingham, and that was planted out of King's Arms, wasn't it?
It was.
And you recently attended our Heaven Touches Earth conference. Do you want to tell us a bit about what kind of impacted you personally from that and what?
I loved the weekend. It was great. And I think the two main things that really impacted me were that just that there was a real freeness in worship. So I'd not experienced it where you had people lying flat on the floor, not doing anything, like literally not doing anything. And then other people screaming at the top of their voices or dancing around. And nobody batted an eyelid. Nobody stared at them. Nobody was like, what is going on? And it just felt so free to be able to be yourself and be accepted in worship. And then the other thing was just a massive expectancy for God to do amazing things, that there was such a hunger for God, and it felt like that there was no boxes that he was being put in or no levels of expectation, but kind of it was the next day was, what's God done now? What's the next thing? What's the next thing? And that was really amazing to see and be a part of.
And what did he kind of do inside you at the conference?
Yeah, the main thing for me was that I got really good at being in control and being self-sufficient, being independent, and I kind of told myself that that was my ability of being organised, and that was God had given that to me, and that I was doing really well. And basically, God just totally flattened me, and which is really cool, yeah. And I didn't even realise it was there, but it was shocking to see how easily control had come in, or I'd allowed control to come into my life, and that I was basically telling God when we'd spend time together, or when I'd bring prophetic words, or when I would minister, or what I would give to, or all of those things. So to suddenly go from a place of being in control to saying, okay, God, you're in control. It was a little bit scary, but yeah, really cool.
So you said to me at the end of the conference that you were really excited to go back to your home church and to kind of see what God was going to do there. Do you want to tell us a bit about what's happened since you've come back to your home church from Heaven Touches Earth?
Yeah, so part of the letting God be in control again was that I knew that I needed to step out straight away. And on the Sunday, or the last day of the conference here, Oasis were having a gospel and healing service. And we haven't really seen that many healings. And in the morning, I thought, right, I really need to get on with this thing about testimonies. So I phoned up Gus, who's on the leadership team, and told him a whole load of testimonies of things that had happened here. And that morning, a lady who had got a frozen elbow, she was due to go to have a cortisone injection the next day. That got totally healed, which is amazing, because we've not seen anything like that at all. So it was really, really cool. And then in the evening, I went back with a real hunger to minister to people, and just got, I got really impatient, actually. I was like, yeah, worship, great talk. Yeah, come on, let's pray. And this lady came, and it was amazing. She'd just come to the end of her tether and came to God and said, what do you want prayer for? And she's like, everything. And we didn't ask for specifics, and just slowly prayed for her. And it felt like through words of knowledge that God just unlocked her life. And the main thing for her was provision. And both her and her husband suffer with depression. They can't work and just had no money. And the next day, the thing what I took away was to, like Julian and someone really taught us, to expect God to move straight away. And so I told her that and was like, you know, look for something tomorrow. And the next day, she got a letter from Child Tax Benefit saying that they weren't being given enough, and they got a massive check put into their bank account, and a housing benefit letter saying that they'd been charged too much, so had been given money back as well.
Wow.
So yeah,
wow,
that was amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Woo!
Cool.
And so since then, do you feel like just the expectation within your church has just kind of gone up? Are you seeing more and more things happening?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, not just me, like Tim and his wife played just, and they came, and other people have gone to Brighton, lots of different places, and it is just a massive, like a huge uphill turn of real expectancy for what God will do. Like there's more people prophesying, we're seeing people laughing, or just having fun with God, which is so great. And people are being open for ministry is really, really cool.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing. That's great.
Woo-hoo.